آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. We were discussing our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied previously by former rabbis, scholars of the previous times. So we mentioned quite a few of the Jewish community who had in turn become Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. One specific rabbi mentioned in the ahadith mubarakah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Buhayra. He studied the mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such detail that even when Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed via that route with his uncle Abu Talib, this rabbi who normally wouldn't come out to meet the Arab travelers, this time specifically came out to meet them. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle Abu Talib and his father Abdullah actually were children of the same parents, father and mother. And when Abdul Muttalib was leaving this world, he gave the responsibility of the care of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Talib. Abu Talib loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he couldn't bear see him get hurt or feel sad. And not only Abu Talib, but Abu Talib's wife, Fatima binti Asad radiallahu anha, also cared for the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She saw his worth in his childhood. She saw him being more special than any other child. We should remember her because she was also thereafter one of the great sahabiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and among the earliest to embrace Islam. But what happened here was, Abu Talib was undertaking this journey to Syria and he saw Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really emotional, and he couldn't bear this and he went with him to Sham. So this is in the Tirmidhi, Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and it's a lengthy chain. And then from Abu Bakr bin Abi Musa, Abu Musa there is the father of Abu Bakr. This is the great Sahabi Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. He narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he says, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari narrates that Abu Talib went to Sham and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with him with the other seniors of Quraysh for trade. And when they passed the area of this scholar, this rabbi, they camped there and he then came to them. They would often pass that route, but he didn't even bother, no greet, no show any consideration or acknowledgement of travelers going by. They would normally leave their goods to take a break, but this time, when they put aside their goods to take a break, he went amidst them, يَتَخَلَّلُهُمْ like khilal, he went amongst them, looking for them, analyzing them, until he came and saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, this is the leader of the entire universe. هَذَا سَيِّدُ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the one who Allah will send as رَحْمَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So the seniors of Quraysh said, but how can you say that? What knowledge do you have concerning this? Ma ilmuk. He said, when you passed this mountain pass, this Aqaba, there was not a tree or a rock except that it showed acknowledgement to him and submitted to him and bowed in respect to him. Yes, this is showing respect. And in the previous Sharia, there was this bowing out of respect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his Mubarak Sharia, which is the culmination of all teachings of Anbiya alayhi wasalam, so no stone is left unturned to leave any ambiguity, because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings are perfect. That's why even in the janaza prayer, which is a salah, salah without ruku', salah without sujood, but there is a qiyam and there's du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed. What's the wisdom behind that? That yes, it's a salah, but if there was ruku' and sujood in the janazah prayer, a non-Muslim or the onlooker might wonder or might doubt, are they praying to the deceased perhaps by any chance? So amazing is our deen, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, that has left no ambiguity in our sharia. It is clear, pure and pristine. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no knowledge except that I clarified it to you. The night and the day is clear. Layluha kanahariha. La yazighu anha illa halik. One who averts from this is only one who is totally, utterly ruined, because the truth is clear. Even Sahaba, when they were scoffed at times, like Hazrat Salman in the report of Sunan at Ibn Majah, that they laughed at him and said that your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches you all everything. He replied in the affirmative that yes, indeed he does. Oh, does he even teach you all how to go toilet? Others took it as derogatory. Others commented in a derogatory manner, trying to mock the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But Sahaba took it in a positive light, that yes, indeed, our Nabi even taught us that. Subhanallah. And then he explained, he taught us how to relieve ourselves, how to clean ourselves, what to use when cleaning ourselves. So Sahaba seized the opportunity to teach Allah's deen. So prostration here would mean that respect, like Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers prostrated before him. It was not a prostration of prayer, but it was out of respect. Like the camel prostrated before Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, and Sahaba sought permission to do so. He said, never, that is not permissible. And that was the camel showing acknowledgement and respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Like the malaika, all prostrated before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, it was not a prostration of worship, but it is one of respect. And also, as interpreted by our scholars, it is prostration for Allah. But Hazrat Adam was like the Qibla, like our prostration is towards the Qibla, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even before Judgment Day, when the Kaaba would be removed from its position as a sign of Qiyamah, as our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and prophesied, our salah would still be in the direction of the Kaaba. So this rabbi said that this is Sayyidul Alameen, Hada Rasul Rabbil Alameen, Yabathuhu Allahu Rahma Lil Alameen. And they asked him, how do you know? And he gave these symptoms. And then he says, I recognize the seal of prophethood. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born with the seal of prophethood. خاتم النبيين and خاتم النبوة. Every book of hadith brings chapters describing the amazing خاتم stamp and seal on the Mubarak back of جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was behind his back by the cartilage, and as explained by scholars, just behind the heart. And Allah preserved him and his Mubarak heart like that. Subhanallah, the purest of hearts, the greatest of persons, the greatest of Allah's creation. كالزهر في طرف والبدر في شرف والبحر في كرم والدهر في همم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allama Sa'adi puts it so beautifully. لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرق توهي قصة مختصر يا سيد الجمال ويا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرق توهي قصة مختصر صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, oh, the leader of all kainat, or the most beautiful of Allah's creation, the leader of humanity. It's as though that it's from your beautiful countenance that the moon finds its beauty. So exquisite is your beauty, O my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I praise you according to your worth? I can never fulfill your worth of praise, O my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All I can say as a culmination or to crux the issue, after Allah in greatness, O my Nabi, it is you thereafter. Allah is the greatest, and from Allah's creation, you are the greatest. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan's words are so amazing. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. The words flowed from the tongue of this great Sahabi, Hazrat Hassan رضي الله عنه, where he says, more beautiful than you, my eyes have never ever seen, more magnificent than you, no woman has given birth to. O my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you've been created free from every blemish. It's as though Allah created you upon your request, meaning how you wanted to be created, that's how Allah created you. It appears and seems to us like that. And the friend of Allah says, "Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi." Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't need our praise. Quran praises him repeatedly, repeatedly. Quran praises him repeatedly. Quran addresses him constantly. More than 1,700 times Allah addresses his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam with different titles of greatness and position and status, and never does Quran address him by his name like the Quran addresses the Anbiya alayhimu salam, taking their names. But Janab Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressed throughout the Quran Kareem by title. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ يا أيها المزمل يا أيها المدثر يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين. But throughout the Quran Kareem we'll find يا عيسى بن مريم أنت قلت للناس عليهم السلام يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة. Throughout the Quran Kareem we'll never find Allah address our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. We'll never find Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But with title does Allah address him. Yes, 5 times as the third person Allah addresses humanity, mentioning his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the form of praise Allah mentions him as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 4 times and as Ahmad on 1 occasion. But in address, more than 1,700 times, never does Quran say Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that Quran doesn't even allow anyone to address Allah's beloved by name, because our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam is revered and respected. That even Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the report, subhanallah, is narrated where even Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he was making tawbah, he then, and obviously Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the father of humanity, he's our forefather, we love him and respect him and revere him. We not like the Christians who blame him for the crimes of humanity. No, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not intentionally eat from the tree, but was tricked by the devil who took Allah's name. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, in his purity, would never imagine one to take Allah's name and lie. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He tricked Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in that. So it was not a crime of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and it was the will of Allah to bring humanity onto this earth, to make humanity the Khalifa of Allah, Allah's vicegerent on this earth. When our Hazrat Adam made Tawbah, he then says, Allah, I ask you through your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's asked, you ask me through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he says, Allah, I saw his name on your arsh, that he must be close to you. And Allah accepted the blessed Tawbah of our Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Through his Tawbah that Allah tells us in the Quran, Rabbana, in Surah Baqarah, we'll hear it in the Taraweeh soon inshaAllah, Rabbana, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. What an amazing repentance to Allah. Oh, our Lord, we have transgressed upon our souls. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Look at his acknowledgement and his humility. Oh Allah, وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If you forgive us not, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and shower your mercies unto us not, we will definitely, most certainly, be from the losers, O Allah. So even though it was not an intentional crime, but he showed humility before Allah and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it was not a sin from him. But this is the humbleness of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And that, on the other hand, is the arrogance of Iblis, who despite abundance of worship, but tried to justify his wrong. But our Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not justify, but humbled himself before the Maker Allah. And we should be like our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, to acknowledge our wrongs, to regret over the wrongs we perpetrate. Hazrat Adam did not sin. It was that misunderstanding of the devil tricking him. But we make so many sins, we should regret our wrongs. We should be determined not to return to our wrongs. And we should seek the forgiveness of Allah for our wrongs. And if we usurped or harmed others, we should repay them for what we owe them or apologize to them. And wherever we have fallen short regarding huququllah, we should aspire to make qada of that. Allah help us all. But it starts with regret. And then the hadith mentions him asking Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Quran al-Kareem mentions certain aspects of his tawbah. And the hadith sharif mentions another aspect of his tawbah. Subhanallah. So how great is our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked Allah through him. And we mentioned to you recently in Surah Baqarah, you will hear it, that even the Yahud living in Medina Munawwara would ask Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for victory. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. When the Quran came confirming what they have by them. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. From before, they used to seek the help of Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When he who they recognized came to them, and when the book that they recognized came to them, they were told about the book to be new, a new rendition to the world. They knew of it, and they knew of our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clear in Al-Baqarah, you'll hear, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Allah give us tawfiq. So we were discussing this rabbi and his encounter with our Muhammad, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad Mustafa Muhammad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will continue with the discussion of rabbis and others who had come to the truth and accepting our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came for humanity in totality. That even our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was around, he would have to follow me. Ma wasi'ahu illa tiba'i. The great Nabi Hazrat Musa. That's why Allah takes this pledge with all the anbiya. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. That you have your mission and your message and the wisdom Allah has given you and the nubuwah. ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به. Allah emphatically makes this pledge, takes this pledge from all the anbiya. لتؤمنن به ولتنصرن. That you will definitely bring faith in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will definitely support him and conform to him. ولتنصرن. Then Allah asks all the anbiya to acknowledge. قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِصْرِي. قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Allahu Akbar. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.